Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. On a father to a pawn on a Christmas day, when the New York
Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Yes, Sir Elton, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend. Rick, give us a website, please.
Finance.yahoo.com.
And they can find your books at Amazon?
Sure, or at my personal website, which is rickjnewman.com.
All right. Rebounders and also Liberty for All. I encourage you to check both of them out. I helped him launch both of them and was proud to do that. Okay, so Rick, this is a segment where we have no mercy for President Trump. I'm going to go first. All right. President Trump needs to, unless there's some kind of weird strategy that I can't see, and I wouldn't be surprised if I can't, he needs to stop tweeting. And I think he has slowed down the tweeting. All that stuff kind of got him in trouble. He's too thin-skinned. He needs to learn to just take things. Maybe he's doing that right now. I hope he is. And he needs to realize that he's the politician now. And although some of the reasons we elected him was because we wanted a businessman in the office, he has to deal in the political world, and I think he's trying to figure that out right now. I hope he is, and I hope he stays with it. But right now, he's got a lot of problems, and some of them are his own making. All right, now you go.
Well, I mean, the effectiveness of the Trump presidency will be judged by, honestly, it'll be judged not by this or that little controversy, but by what he gets done. And he's got what might be a limited opportunity with two houses and both houses of Congress controlled by Republicans for now to get some important legislation done. I think, you know, there's generally agreement that the corporate tax code is screwed up. I don't think we necessarily need lower personal taxes, but we do need a corporate tax code that is more in line with what we've got in the rest of the world.
Do you think 15% is too low?
I think 15% is not going to happen because it would cost the Treasury too much money. I mean, given the fact that we have had deficit spending for the last 17 years, I think, and we now have a $20 trillion national debt, that just puts a really tight constraint on how low you can cut the corporate tax rate. So most of the experts on this say we cannot do 15%. The best we might get is 25%.
What do you think about repatriating
yeah, I think
the dollars?
I think it needs to happen. And frankly, why Trump pushed a health care bill ahead of this is a complete mystery. And I think he completely screwed up. Trump did not start out by pushing the stuff that he can actually get done.
Mm-hmm.
Those
are probably rookie mistakes. However, those were things that got him elected. He was trying to.
Yeah, but those are they're not. They might be rookie mistakes, but they're not in the sense that he's going to get a do over.
My folks,
he may never get a do over.
My experts in those two areas, healthcare and tax, have told me that they needed to do healthcare first because there were tax elements of that that needed to be abolished that Trump that Obama put in that were going to put a floor under the tax reform.
Well, that's one approach. I mean, but that didn't have to be the approach. That's what Trump decided because he wanted tax savings from a healthcare repeal, which he's not going to get. He's not going to get a healthcare bill.
How much of all the things you just described, though, that I don't disagree with you on? How much of that, though, was not so much Trump as it was Republicans not getting their caucus in order?
I think it's all Trump. I think
really?
It's entirely Trump.
You think Trump caused the Freedom Caucus to abandon the original bill?
Trump caused Congress to vote on that bill first. He should have said, here's what matters most, guys. Corporate tax reform. This is pragmatic. This will benefit the whole country.
I don't disagree with that. That's a fair statement.
That's what he should have done. And, you know, by the way, the other, you know, a lot of people in Congress, both parties, will say, why in the world didn't he go for an infrastructure bill first? It's the one area where there is even something that looks like bipartisan
agreement. Even though I think it's going to turn out to be another Obama deal infrastructure. Look, if we need to rebuild bridges, rebuild bridges. If we got crumbling roads, fix the roads. Don't make it sound like a national program because it's not going to create that many jobs.
Yeah,
it's basic,
I think that's
in my
fair.
Opinion, the infrastructure thing is basically just a bunch of junk the politicians in Washington are throwing out there so they can get reelected. That makes me
mad. Yeah, that's true. But it's also something where Trump could have gotten something he could declare as a big legislative victory and establish some momentum and get some Democrats on his side. All he's done is pick fights he can't win.
You're making a good point. I don't disagree with that at all. Hey, Rick.
At the end of the day, we need corporate tax reform and Trump's...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.